Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with great developments that are worth considering. None of them particularly good for President Biden. His poll ratings, well, people know about this already. It has now dropped below 40%. It is hitting record lows. And part of the reason, inflation. We are experiencing the worst inflation since the 1980s. I mean, this is really getting to be serious. It hits every American household. And what is the president doing about it? He is promoting his Build Back Better bill right now, going to a campaign-like appearance, even though Joe Manchin says, what Build Back Better? It's dead. It's not happening. And meanwhile, what does happen to try to deal with the issue of inflation? We'll be talking about that and much more, including the little mini war that has broken out in the Republican Party. It's a war between those who actually can defend the idea, and I can't, the idea that the Republican National Committee considers what happened in the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021, that there are people who think that represents legitimate political discourse. Does it? Does it not? Is it worth fighting over? There's also an endorsement by President Trump and an involvement directly in the state of Washington politics. Now, President Trump is not popular in the state of Washington. He lost the state in the presidential election by 800,000 votes. It was a wipeout. So why is he getting involved directly in Republican politics here in Washington state? We will talk about it and we'll tell you about it. We will also take a look at what to me is a fascinating and important issue. Can a public office holder, particularly somebody in the justice system, somebody who is supposed to be a prosecutor, going after bad guys, trying to upgrade the enforcement of our laws in a nonpartisan and in a certainly non-racially biased manner, is he in trouble if his wife has posted all kinds of outrageous stuff? And again, they're still married. They're living together. They go to bed together every night, presumably. The idea of a prosecutor with a wife who proclaims herself proudly a proud white nationalist and holds up the Ku Klux Klan as a beacon for white culture. The whole idea of talking about white culture in America right now seems to me fairly strange. And then speaking about American culture, what about that idea? And it's a reality. It's not a concept. It's not a dream. Most of the world still looks upon the United States as a very fortunate country. As we are. We are incredibly blessed. People want to come here. People want to affiliate here. There is not a great push from Americans wanting to live elsewhere. Though there is an interesting story right now about an American born in the U.S., U.S. citizen, giving up her U.S. citizenship to take German citizenship, because she's being offered a post in the German government. We'll touch on that as well. But what about that skier, 18 years old? She also has a career as a fashion model. She's going to Stanford soon. She's got the world on a string. She's never lived in China. She has a mother and a grandmother from China. Why is she skiing for the Chinese? What does it say about that idea? And again, it was not long ago, it still exists, that actually, as we were talking about yesterday with Doug Schoen, that a passport, an American passport, is a golden ticket. It's like that Willy Wonka thing where you get a golden ticket. Really, to be an American citizen, to be part of this fortunate country, why would you give that up, or at least be ambiguous about it? The reason there's an ambiguity in the case of Eileen Gu is that in order to be a citizen of China, you have to give up any citizenship anywhere else. So did she do that? She won't answer, which I think is an answer in itself. And what does that mean, and what does that say for the idea of patriotism involving at least some desire to participate in the life and the culture of the country of your birth and where you've been raised and where you happen to live right now? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I mentioned that there's also a question about partisanship poisoning the Supreme Court. There was a very interesting and important interview that Judge Sonia Sotomayor, who with Stephen Breyer gone, I think it's safe to say that Judge Sotomayor is the leader of the liberal bloc or the Democratic Party oriented bloc, the judges who were appointed by Democrats. There's also Elena Kagan, who was appointed, as Sotomayor was appointed by President Obama. And the idea that Stephen Breyer is going, and then there's going to be a third justice replacing him, should all of that be viewed in a partisan lens, through a partisan perspective? Here is Judge Sotomayor. She was doing an interview with the NYU School of Law, and here's what she said about the state of the Supreme Court as Biden is looking to finalize his selection for the justice to replace Justice Breyer. Listen, this is clip 16.
Yes, I have concerns that we might be impressed. As norms in the nomination process are broken, as more senators, congressional representatives, governors, mayors, local politicians, and the media question the legitimacy of the court, many of them heap scorn on the court. And it's a claim us to be nonpartisan. The threat is greater and unprecedented than any time in our history.
Okay, they're greater and more unprecedented than any time in our history. Look, I think that's clearly an exaggeration. Is when you had the court basically intruding into the issue of the existence of slavery and basically coming down on a pro-slave position and adjudicating, and this was what the Dred Scott decision did in 1858. The idea that the court is now in a more problematic situation than in 1858, or you could say even when they were ruling as unconstitutional, and they did repeatedly, New Deal programs that were very popular. Look, there have always been problems and controversies with the court. But part of what she's saying, and I think it's good and it's right, she says, as norms of the nomination process are broken, as more senators, congressional representatives, governors, mayors, local politicians, and the media question the legitimacy of the court, the threat is greater and unprecedented than any time in our history. The more partisan the voting becomes, the less belief that the public is likely to have that Congress is making a merit-based or qualifications-based assessment of judicial nominees. She's talking about the disappearance of a time when someone like Stephen Breyer, who was appointed by President Clinton, he was confirmed by a vote of 89-9. It was virtually unanimous, and people used to get confirmed like that. So what about this idea that Biden has spoiled that by saying in advance that he would appoint someone who's black and female? We'll get to that controversy and more. Republicans speaking well of a potential Biden nominee. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the problem with what Justice Sonia Sotomayor said in her interview, which has provoked all kinds of controversy, is not the real substance of it. I mean, the real substance of it, it seems to me, is true, which is that it's a sad thing right now that basically all Democrats are going to vote against a Republican nominee to the Supreme Court. No matter how qualified, no matter how moderate, no matter how reasonable that nominee might be. The idea that people are going to try to find some basis for voting against a Supreme Court nomination, the best example is Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh did not have a charge against him that had ever been filed about sexual assault or sexual misbehavior, misbehavior of any kind. You can look at this guy's record and his history and his family history, clean as the proverbial whistle. By the way, have you ever tried to figure out why it is that whistles are supposed to be so clean? Any event, Brett Kavanaugh, a very clean guy, a faithful, religious, Catholic guy, married, revered by in his community, the liberal clerks and associates on the Supreme Court or on the Court of Appeals that he used to be on, everybody speaks incredibly highly of this guy. What was his crime that led, I believe it was every Democrat except for Joe Manchin. Though Joe Manchin, there was one of Trump's appointees that he did vote for, but no other Democrats voted for any of the three Trump appointees. And by the way, it's also equally ridiculous that there are Republicans who will just fall into line on this Biden appointment and vote no, no matter how qualified the appointee is. There are already Republican senators like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz who are speaking against the appointee before Biden's even named who it is. I mean, he couldn't name this Judge Michelle Childs, who is already drawing praise from Republicans, but both of the senators from South Carolina who know her work because she's very local and locally based. She apparently is a saintly person and is one of those people who has strong support from Republicans. For instance, listen to Lindsey Graham talking about Judge Michelle Childs, who could be Biden's appointee. And this, by the way, at a time when there are indications from a number of Republicans publicly that they're going to vote against the nominee, no matter how qualified she may be, because Biden had announced in advance that it was someone who was going to be black and female. Here's what Lindsey Graham had to say about that. That's clip 17.
If he wants a consensus candidate that can bring the country together, that can get Republican votes, and Michelle Childs is the nominee, I think that could all happen. But if he rejects her for a more liberal candidate, I think the chance of getting a lot of Republican votes is pretty limited. And it would be proof positive that the Joe Biden that ran as a centrist, more moderate candidate doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, look, I think that's an effective way of trying to pressure President Biden to appoint somebody who is unquestionably qualified. There's a big glowing article today about Judge Childs in the New York Times, and talking to people who've worked with her over the years. The truth of the matter is that any of the women he is likely to support is going to be highly qualified, just as Amy Coney Barrett was highly qualified, but she still got voted negatively on by virtually every single Democrat in the U.S. Senate. And this is a terrible tendency. And some of it goes back to Judge Bork, who was wonderfully qualified, a profound legal scholar. And the only reason that the Democrats were so implacably opposed to him and they ultimately defeated his confirmation of Judge Bork was because of his thinking, because his thinking about the law and about originalism and about a strict construction of the Constitution, not making up new Constitution as you go along, that didn't conform to their point of view. And look, it's sad that we have that. And by the way, and this is brings us back to Justice Sotomayor, who is right. An ABC News Ipsos poll late last month in January of 2022 found that more Americans believe that politics rather than the basis of law and the Constitution actually guide most of the court's decisions. Public approval of the court has also slumped to near historic lows in Gallup polling, down double digits from just over a year ago when approval was near a two-decade high. Sotomayor said the divisive and politically polarizing process has harmed perceptions of the court's impartiality and also suggested it may be directly affecting the court's functioning on the inside. And look, I think that she is right, and to urge a more partisan attitude, and it also should go to President Biden's choice, because it seems to me that there are several of the potential nominees he could select, black women who are not only highly qualified, but do not come across as bitter partisans. For instance, one of the justices he's thinking about naming is Justice Leona Kruger, who's a member of the California State Supreme Court. And you may think, oh, California. Well, there are all sorts of articles about people on the left who are very worried about her because she has been a moderating, listen to the word, moderating influence on the California Supreme Court. Now, you may say that's kind of easy because California Supreme Court is so far out there, but exactly. Somebody who is not going to be identified with a strident wing of either party, it seems to me, is exactly what you want. And one of the reasons that ultimately I think that Trump's nominations were excellent, all three of them, is because these were not people who were known primarily as activists. They, in the talk about the Justice Sotomayor interview, she says, we have an obligation to keep open minds, that we are willing to change with time and experience. If we don't show it, people will believe, perhaps wrongly, that we are just political creatures and not independent judges. The history of the court has been filled with justices changing their doctrinal views over time. And mostly those judges who change those doctrinal views over time, people are very well aware there are people like David Souter, who was appointed as a conservative and actually became a very much an activist liberal judge. Or it could be people like Judge Blackmun, who ended up writing the Roe v. Wade decision. But it's also gone the other way. And open minds are a good thing, even when it comes to feuding within the Republican Party. We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is demanding Canadian authorities take the necessary steps to reopen the border crossing with Detroit. A protest by truckers called the Freedom Convoy shut down traffic at the Ambassador Bridge 4 days ago. Democrat Whitmer saying the blockage is having a significant impact on Michigan's working families. The Department of Homeland Security also keeping their eye on that trucker convoy. The new inflation numbers are out for the month of January. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The consumer price index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. That's the worst since February of 1982 when inflation hit 7.6%.
The administration says they're working on controlling inflation. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael Medved Show.
On The Michael Medved Show, there's a great deal of talk about the great internal fight within the Republican Party. Now, you understand, of course, that one of the reasons that this is such an irresistible topic for people in mainstream media is because it's the only way Republicans are going to lose coming up in the election coming up with November. And Republicans clearly have the advantage in all of the polls. There's a piece today in National Journal, which is accurate, it's true, that the map to some extent helps Democrats this time. There are more vulnerable Republican seats that Republicans are going to have to defend than there are Democratic seats that the Democrats are going to have to defend. But understand that the Senate being evenly divided right now, if the Democrats lose, say, 3 seats, which they easily could, the Republicans could even lose 2 seats, right? Follow me. And then the Republicans still will win control of the Senate. So Republicans don't have to just do better than Democrats. They actually, if Republicans and Democrats are very comparable in the way things work out, it can still work out for the Republican takeover of the Senate, depending on how many seats Republicans lose and how many seats Democrats lose. In any event, the point about this is that one of the things that would aid Democrats would be Republicans basically sparring among each other, which is why it is very difficult for me to see the point of spending a great deal of time, and it's why I haven't tried to spend that much time on it here on the show, on the internal fights about how we approach what happened on January 6th. Can we agree, like, as Americans, what happened on January 6th, no matter how you want to affix the blame, no matter who you want to say is responsible, it was a terrible day. It was not a patriotic display, and it was emphatically not an example of legitimate political discourse. It wasn't. It was a riot. And one of the things about Republicans is we're supposed to stand for law and order. And that's against riots. Even if you may sympathize with some of the causes of the rioters, it's the wrong thing to do. And it's certainly the wrong thing right now. And I would love to have somebody disagree with me. And I'll put the challenge out there. What possibly could be gained? What purpose would be served? Politically or in terms of justice or anything like that, with attacking right now, censuring Adam Kinzinger, who has already agreed he's leaving the House of Representatives. He is going to serve until January of 2023 of next year, and then he's gone. He's going into some other field of endeavor. And what possibly could be served by censuring Liz Cheney, who still has support from some elements in the party? But what is the point of trying to basically expel her from the Republican Party? How does that help things? And somebody else who has a great deal more involvement with these issues very directly is the highest-ranking Republican right now in the nation, the one with the most responsibility, the most leadership tasks that he has to perform. Literally, if you talk about who's the top Republican in the country right now, in terms of actual power and actual ability to maybe try to bring the party together, it's Mitch McConnell. And 2 days ago, Mitch McConnell said this, and I think it's well said. Listen.
Well, let me give you my view of what happened January the 6th. And we're here. We're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was. With regard to the suggestion that the RNC should be in the business of picking and choosing Republicans who ought to be supported, traditionally, the view of the National Party Committees is that we support all members of our party, regardless of their positions on some issues.
Do you have confidence in her, Robert McDaniel, as chairman of the committee?
I do, but the issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
Okay, and again, if you can think of a way in which the censure of Kinzinger and Cheney actually helps the Republican cause for 2022, give me a call. 1-800-955-1776 and explain what is gained by it. Because overconfidence is a tremendous danger. It's a tremendous danger in the upcoming Super Bowl. And again, I don't know which team, frankly, whether it's the Rams or the Bengals, would tend to be overconfident right now. The betting, which is sports betting, apparently is supposed to break records on this Super Bowl because it's so much easier to do. But the betting tends to be close on that. It's not close on the election coming up. The heavy favorite to win is the Republicans. So why at that point, when you're going to win, do you want to take off after members of your own party where there's no, not even necessary choice? The Republican National Committee, as Mitch McConnell accurately said, does not take sides in primaries. It's not supposed to. It takes sides helping Republicans. It's not the Trump Republican National Committee. It's the Republican National Committee. And that's why there's also a story locally here in the state of Washington that I think is extremely relevant to exactly what we're talking about, is a headline, Trump endorses Culp in race against Newhouse. Now, Dan Newhouse is the very conservative. Look at his voting record. He's one of the most solid conservatives in the Congress. He is a congressman from Tri-Cities in the center of the state of Washington. He's being challenged by Lauren Culp, who, let's put it this way. He's a very pro-Trump figure, and he believed that Lauren Culp, actually was elected governor last time, despite the fact that the votes showed that he lost. It was incredibly close. It wasn't close. I'm teasing. He lost by 500,000 votes. It was a landslide. And continuing his revenge spree against Republicans who voted to impeach him for stoking the January 6th Capitol riot, former President Donald Trump on Wednesday endorsed Lauren Culp, the former Washington gubernatorial candidate and challenger to U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse. Now, what's so surprising about this is there are other candidates against Newhouse in the primary, including a state member of the state legislature and self-funding. There are all kinds of people running against Dan Newhouse. Why endorse Lauren Culp right now? Well, here is what President Trump said. He said Newhouse joined the radical left Democrats to vote for the impeachment hoax. He called Culp a man of the people who would stand up for election integrity and gun rights. Lauren will never turn his back on Central Washington, on our country. Lauren Culp has my complete and total endorsement, Trump wrote. Okay, given the kind of system that we have here in the state of Washington, where it's a top two primary. There's not one Republican nominee that is nominated separately from the Democrats. The idea that that this could actually help the Republican Party strengthen its position in the state of Washington, or that the censure of many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness and an ideological hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the big, complete and total endorsement by former President Donald Trump to a primary candidate against a sitting Republican congressman. And by the way, you can look up his voting record and on everything. He was supportive of the Trump administration up until January 6th, and he was one of those 10 Republican members of the House of Representatives who voted for the impeachment resolution, sending that impeachment resolution to the U.S. Senate, where it got 7 more Republicans voting for it. Now, Trump has declared basically jihad against everybody who voted against him. I am not sure why that helps as a priority for Republican Party unity right now. In other words, if you disagree on a key issue, for instance, you disagree on the importance of Ukraine, that's a big issue. There are legitimate divisions in the Republican Party. I don't see why there should be, but there are. If you talk about spending, taxes, issues of that nature, issues about the financial mismanagement by the Biden administration, Republicans are virtually united. But why take as your number one issue the idea of election fraud in 2020 and the idea of President Trump's personal conduct of the presidency? It's really not an issue among people who are running for the House of Representatives in 2022. And it may be a relevant issue again if President Trump runs again. But the amazing thing about this endorsement that Lauren Culp just got, Lauren Culp was the Republican candidate for governor. He became famous as the police chief of one of the most formidable police departments in the state, of the little town of Republic, Washington. And he served as police chief there for a decade. And the final few years of that service as police chief of Republic, Washington, it was a one-man department. So he did an outstanding job supervising himself. Culp's job was eliminated due to budget cuts shortly after the 2020 election. He has since moved to Moses Lake for the 2022 campaign. according to voter registration records. Now, here's the amazing thing. This is from the Seattle Times. The endorsement by Trump for Lauren Culp was a blow to other pro-Trump Republicans who are vying to take on Newhouse and the Democrats in the August 2nd primary, including Jared Sessler, who was an ex-NASCAR driver who has loaned his own campaign more than $350,000, and State Representative Brad Klippert, Republican of Kennewick, who is very conservative and very, very pro-Trump. Trump's endorsement of Culp's campaign could provide a lift for a campaign that has gotten off to a slow fundraising start. The campaign is reported raising $112,000 so far and spent about $25,000 more than it took in over the final 3 months of 2021. Okay, basically, why is this even worth noting or talking about at this point? Because the entire discussion about January 6th, a focus on January 6th, the Republicans didn't want to focus on January 6th, and I think that instinct was right. One of the reasons that I was not a strong believer or strong advocate at the time that we should have a big federal commission to have an ongoing investigation. It's perfectly appropriate for there to be an investigation, particularly when it comes to law enforcement, particularly when it comes to the fact that there are now, and it's going up literally every day, there are now over 200 people who have pleaded guilty to various charges involving the riot on Capitol Hill on January 6th. And yes, it should be a matter for law enforcement, but the idea that you are going to oppose any attempt to have a congressional investigation about an attack on Congress, where the lives of Congress members were indeed threatened, the idea that you're going to say that it's not appropriate for the Congress to investigate that, it's Peter Navarro, who's one of the people who was subpoenaed. He's now referred to the people who are participating in the January 6th Select Committee investigation. He's referred to them as domestic terrorists. Is that helpful or even realistic? And part of the problem is that there are people on the left who are gleefully jumping on this controversy that basically was revived by the idiot decision to censure two sitting members of Congress, one of whom is already retiring, and one of whom is running for re-election. And by the way, I think partially because there's so many different people running against her, Liz Cheney, that I think she has a real chance of winning. And plus, not everybody in Wyoming is as hostile to her as the people who are making the most noise. At least that's what's the indication in the polls. We'll see what happens with Liz Cheney. But in any event, it says the divide in the, this is a Washington Post story, the Republican National Committee's decision last week to censure two House Republicans investigating the January 16th, 2021 insurrection, they use that word too, has widened a gulf between the GOP's activist base, fiercely loyal to former President Donald Trump, and some of the party's most prominent elected leaders in Washington. The divide was laid bare after Trump lashed out at Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, saying he did not speak for most GOP voters when McConnell criticized the RNC's rebuke of Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, which also included language describing the events of January 6th as, quote, legitimate political discourse. Mitch McConnell does not speak for the Republican Party, said the statement from Trump, and does not represent the views of the vast majority of its voters. He did nothing to fight for his constituents and stop the most fraudulent election in American history. Okay, if you look at what Mitch McConnell did, you know what the most important thing he did for President Trump was? It's his leadership that allowed him to appoint Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court by basically showing some real political skill in refusing to go forward when he was Senate Majority Leader and he controlled the agenda. He blocked the nomination of Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court, left that open, and then successfully got all three Trump nominees, which is a lot for a one-term president, got all three of them confirmed. And the idea that right now President Trump wants to slam Mitch McConnell, and he has said many times that he does not want McConnell to come in as majority leader. Now, does that mean he hates Mitch McConnell so much that he would prefer to have the Democrats hold on to control of the Senate rather than returning Mitch McConnell to his post? The spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee is saying, quote, outside of the D.C. bubble, our grassroots are very supportive of our decision to hold Cheney and Kinzinger accountable. Accountable for what? What the statement mostly blames them for is for participating in an effort to investigate people who may have taken a responsibility for some of the encouragement and facilitation of the attack on Congress itself. And one of the things they haven't gone to yet, and there are indications that there were actual members of Congress who passed on information about how to get into the building to the people who made the riot. Now, if that is true, is that not significant? Is it not worth finding out, or at least exploring? Meanwhile, one thing that needs to be explored is what to do about inflation. And why would a young American, very privileged, very favored, very talented, want to give up her affiliation with the United States? An Olympic question worth pondering, believe it or not, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.